episode 2939, Will You See Your Shadow?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I can't even believe you blink and it's already almost the weekend. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. What do you need to be inspired to do? What is it that says, I'm going to keep moving forward? Will you see your shadow? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, if you haven't heard, we have a brand new TV show. Yes, it's Create Your Now TV. But in order to watch it, you got to head on over to pray.com. It airs every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Be there or be square. We'd love to have you over there. It's incredible. I really don't know how we're doing this, but we are doing it. And with God's provision, it's happening. So come to the party. We've done 4 episodes, and so you haven't missed out on much, but we'd love to have you there. All right, deep breath for a moment. How have you spent your day so far? Dreaming about tomorrow? Sticking to the past? Or appreciating the present? The thoughts of where you want to go establish the path in which you will walk. Will you see your shadow? Now, I'm sure you're thinking, now, Christiane, you've asked some crazy questions these past few years, but will I see my shadow? I mean, come on, what kind of a question is this? Well, if you haven't heard, today is Groundhog Day. And Groundhog Day is often seen as a lighthearted and fun tradition with the question, will Punxsutawney Phil see his shadow? Ooh, are you going to get up early? Did you get up early? Maybe you did. Well, if he sees a shadow, that means there's 6 more weeks of winter, of which I don't want because right now it's frozen. Everything has been shut down. Of course, being in the South, they don't know how to drive. We don't have snow plows. We don't know what to do. So everybody just freezes. No pun, but pun intended. But if he doesn't see his shadow, it's 6 weeks till spring. Who wants an early spring? Me. I'm ready to be thawed out. So maybe Phil is looking backward, though, instead of forward. What if he does see his shadow only? Is he seeing it from the perspective of the sun is here and, oh, wait, if I turn, there's my shadow. Often, right, we get stuck in our patterns and routines that prevent us from seeing what lies ahead. But constantly focusing on the past and those obstacles. And when we do that, right, we're missing out on the rewards. We risk it all if we're not looking forward to new opportunities. If you're like Phil Connors, the weatherman in the movie Groundhog Day, keeping the attitude that the assignment of covering the story of a groundhog was beneath him, it kept him in the same cycle. If you keep repeating the same habits and routines, you may never experience new and exciting opportunities. What God has in store for you, if you're not willing to take those risks, will you see God's heavenly design for you here on earth? Growing personally and professionally, spiritually and relationally, it takes risks. Will you see your shadow? You know, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity. Yet in that time, you have the power to choose. You have the power to what? Decide on how you're going to act, right? You have that power, your actions, what you're going to take. You have the power in how you show up, your attitude. And you also have the power to choose your approach. But what do you choose in that season? As Isaiah 43 says, verse 18, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Are you always going backwards in time? What happened to going forward? What happened to that optimistic? Now, that doesn't mean that you can't be a little negative once in a while because you're human. You're going to make those mistakes. But if you always look at a glass half empty, when will you ever see it half full? And let me tell you, we talk about praying and we talk about hope. If you worry all the time, do you think that's getting you very far? Worry is a negative prayer. Do you really want to ask for worry? Give it to God. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That's Matthew 6:34. Don't allow yourself to get trapped in the past or the future. What do we need to do? Be present. Create your now. You got to let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. You want to give careful thought to the steps that you take. Be steadfast. Hold to what you know is right for you. What is that truth? Where is God telling you? In your prayers, discerning from Him, Lord, what am I supposed to do? What is next for me? Right? You don't want to keep pivoting, turning right or left, thinking that, oh my gosh, if I just do this, because it actually may throw you off track. Let this Groundhog Day remind you that while it's important to reflect on your past experiences, to learn from them, right? They're teachable moments. We talk about that. It's equally important to embrace new opportunities. What's available to you? Because what's going to happen that moment, you blink, it's gone. You'll never get that moment back. And I don't want you to sit here and overthink things, because that can overwhelm you, which can lead you into worry, which heightens your stress. You see where the spiral is going, right? But I do think we need to look at things realistically from a heavenly perspective. So whether you see your shadow today or not, make a commitment to look forward and see what God has in store for you, my friend. My prayer for you comes from Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God's got you, my friend. Don't give up. I promise you, with every step you take, it's leading you to miles of greatness. God's already gone before you. Walk in step with Him. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.